რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. შეერთებულმა შტატებმა და უკრაინამ დაიწყეს ერთობლივი სამხედრო წვრთნები დასავლეთ უკრაინაში. საქართველოს პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარემ წუხარებას გამოთქვამს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ქართველი მებრძოლის გიორგი ჯანელიძის დაღუპვის გამო. დაღესტანში მოკლეს ჩრდილოეთ კავკასიელი მიამბოხეების ლიდერი. ფედერიკა მოგერინი ევროკავშირს მოუწოდებს დაუყოვნებლივ იმოქმედოს მიგრანტთა კრიზისთან დაკავშირებით. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. შეერთებული შტატებისა და უკრაინის სამხედრო მოსამსახურეებმა დაიწყეს ერთობლივი წვრთნები დასავლეთ უკრაინაში, რათა გააძლიერონ უკრაინის ჯარები, რომლებიც აღმოსავლეთში ებრძვიან რუსეთის მხარდაჭერით მოქმედ სეპარატისტებს. სამხედრო წვრთნების დაწყების ცერემონიაზე უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ აღნიშნა, რომ უკრაინის შეიარაღებული ძალები საფუძვლიან გარდაქმნას საჭიროებენ უცხოეთიდან მომდინარე საფრთხეებთან გასამკლავებლად. შეერთებული შტატების არმიამ გასაკვირ რაში გამოაცხადა, რომ 300 ამერიკელი მედესანტე გაწვრთნის უკრაინის ეროვნული გვარდიის 900 რეზერვისტს. ეროვნული გვარდია თავს უყრის მოხალისეებსა და უკრაინის მთავრობის მომხრე შეიარაღებულ პირებს. სამხედრო მანევრები ტარდება აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მიმდინარე ბრძოლების ადგილიდან 1000-მდე კილომეტრში. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრო აკრიტიკებს ამ მანევრებს. საქართველოს პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე დავით უსუფაშვილი მწუხარებას გამოთქვამს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ქართველი მებრძოლის გიორგი ჯანელიძის დაღუპვის გამო. უსუფაშვილმა, რომელიც ამჟამად ოფიციალური ვიზიტით იმყოფება კიევში, აღნიშნა, რომ დელეგაციის სხვა წევრებთან ერთად კიდევ ერთხელ გამოხატა ქართველების თანადგომა უკრაინელი ხალხისადმი, უკრაინისადმი და პატივი მიაგო გარდაცვლილი გმირების ხსოვნას.
სამწუხაროდ ამ დროებში შესაძლოა ჩვენ უკვე უკრაინისკენ მოგზაურობდით. კიდევ ერთი ქართველი შეეწირა აქ საომარ მოქმედებებს, გიორგი ჯანელიძე. მე მინდა იმედი მქონდეს, რომ აღარ გაგრძელდება მსხვერპლი და ეს პრობლემები მოგვარდება მშვიდობიანი გზით, თუმცა ჯერჯერობით ამის ნათელი პერსპექტივა არ ჩანს.
განაცხადა კიევში დავით უსუფაშვილმა. დღესვე საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრმა მინდია ჯანელიძემ წუხარება გამოთქვა აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ქართველი მებრძოლის დაღუპვის გამო და მის ოჯახს მიუსამციმრა. მინისტრის განცხადებით სახელმწიფო თავის თავზე აიღებს დაღუპული მებრძოლის სამშობლოში გადასვენების ხარჯებს. საქართველოს მთავრობამ პარლამენტისთვის წარსადგენად მოამზადა კანონპროექტი, რომლის თანახმად ყოველთვიური ფინანსური დახმარებით ისარგებლებენ სამსახურებრივი მოვალეობის შესრულებისას ან საბრძოლო მოქმედებების დროს დაღუპული პოლიციელების ოჯახები. ამის შესახებ მთავრობის დღევანდელ სხდომაზე თქვა პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა. მისი ინფორმაციით, დაღუპული სამხედროების მსგავსად პოლიციელების ოჯახებიც ყოველთვიურად მიიღებენ 1000 ლარს. რუსეთიდან გავრცელებული ინფორმაციით დაღესტანში მოკლეს ალიას ხაბკებეკოვი, მიამბოხების ჯგუფ კავკასიის ამიროს ლიდერი. ეროვნული ანტიტერორისტული კომიტეტის განცხადებით კებეკოვი იყო ერთ-ერთი სამ ექსტრემის შორის, რომელიც მოკლული იპოვეს დაღესტანში უშიშროების ძალებსა და შეიარაღებულ პირებს შორის შეტაკების შემდეგ. შეტაკება მოხდა ქალაქ ბუინაკსკის გარეუბანში. ჩრდილოეთ კავკასიაში ისლამისტ ექსტრემისტებთან დაკავშირებული ორი ვებსაიტიც იუწყება კებეკოვისა და კიდევ ორი მებრძოლის დაღუპვის თაობაზე. 43 წლის ალიას ხაბკებეკოვი იყო დაღესტნელი თეოლოგი, რომელიც ჩარშან აირჩიეს დოკუ უმაროვის მემკვიდრედ კავკასიის ამიროს სათავეში. მანამდე 2014 წლის მარტში გავრცელდა ცნობა უმაროვის სიკვდილზე. კავკასიის ამირო მიჩნეულია მეამბოხების მთავარ გაერთიანებად ჩრდილოეთ კავკასიაში. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინის პრესმთავრის განცხადებით პუტინი არაპირებს ერევანში 24 აპრილის ვიზიტისას საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტ ფრანსუა ოლანდთან შეხვედრაზე წამოჭრას მისტრალის საკითხი. პუტინი და ოლანდი აპირებენ 24 აპრილს ერევანში შეხვედრას, როცა დაესწრებიან ოსმალეთის იმპერიაში 1.5 მილიონი სომხის დახოცვის 100 წლისთავისადმი მიძღვნილ ღონისძიებებს. და ბოლოს ევროკავშირის საგარეო პოლიტიკური ლიდერის ფედერიკა მოგერინის განცხადებით ევროკავშირს აქვს მორალური ვალდებულება არ დაუშვას ტრაგედიები, რომლებიც ხდება მიგრანტების მცდელობისას ხმელთაშუა ზღვა გადაკვეთონ ევროპაში მოსახვედრად. თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბები.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Welcome. Monday is here, and that means we're all together for another hour of Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. We've got an hour of requests and dedications. I've got some music news to share, and also I will tell you about the exciting things I was involved with over the weekend. All of that's coming up in the next hour, so hang around. We'll start it off with a request from Munaza. And Munaza wrote us from Kuwait to ask for this Michael Jackson song. This is called Thriller on Border Crossings.
Thank you. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Border Crossings and the Thriller. A request from Munaza for Michael Jackson's Thriller. That is off of Michael's best-selling album and one of the best-selling songs ever. And that is a request which was phone-in at 202-619-2077. You can call in and hear your favorite song as well if you'd like to make a request. A couple of things about Michael Jackson coming up in the next couple of months. Very important stuff for the Michael Jackson fan among the Border Crossings audience. First of all, they have a special event every year. June 25th, that's the date of Michael's death. He died June 25th, 2009. And apparently people will be gathering at his gravesite in Los Angeles, California. And apparently there is also an MJ Network, Michael Jackson Network. And what they do is they have something called One Rose for Michael Jackson. It's a big event, and they're actually selling a rose, which you can get on their website for $3 a rose. $3 US, and everyone buys a rose, and then the roses will be placed on Michael's grave on June 25th to mark the occasion. And last year, over 14,000 roses were placed on his grave. But a lot of people spent a lot of money to honor the King of Pop, so they're going to continue to do that if you want to participate. Also, coming up on his birthday, which is August 29th, 1958, Las Vegas is going to celebrate Michael's birthday at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. They're offering a special reduced rate for a Michael Jackson fan package that weekend. If you want to go and stay, I think their rates are like $72 a night, which is pretty darn good for the Mandalay Bay Resort. And they're also going to have a big birthday party there. Cirque du Soleil, the show, the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, some special guests like Rodney Jerkins, a producer, work with Michael, and the people who created the Ecstasy video for his documentary. So all of that coming up on August 29th for Michael Jackson fans. I'm Larry London. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Boy, I tell you, we had a huge event here in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Earth Day is coming up on Wednesday. That's the official Earth Day. But they had a big concert to mark Earth Day here in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. I was there all day long. I've got the sore feet to prove it. Standing the entire time that I was there, I had a chance to interview a lot of people. Some are music people, some weren't music people. I spoke with the ambassador of Ecuador. I spoke with the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. I spoke with a number of people, the organizers of the event. And I also had some music interviews, too. We spoke with Train and also had My Morning Jacket on, and Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas. I spoke with him. And I met Mary J. Blige. I put a photo up on my Facebook page with Mary J. Blige and I together. I met Common, who just got an Oscar. They didn't do any interviews, but I had a chance to meet them and say hi to them and talk to them. Frida Pinto, the actress from Slumdog Millionaire. I talked to her for a little bit. So it was a lot of fun, marking a very special occasion that affects us all. Everybody on the earth is affected by the environment and global warming and all the other things we're concerned about. So make sure you tune in for hopefully what will be an Earth Day special, if we can get it together in time. hopefully by Wednesday for border crossings. So you'll enjoy some of the interviews that I taped. And I'm sure you'll hear from the music people as we go in the weeks ahead, because Train has a new album out and Fall Out Boy are on tour and going out on an international tour and doing a lot of good stuff that we're going to be talking about. All right, coming up next, we've got Beyonce music. And Beyonce put a photo of herself in Hawaii on the beach wearing a bikini up on Instagram last week. Caused quite a stir. She and Jay-Z were in Hawaii celebrating their 7th wedding anniversary together. So we've got a Beyonce song to play for you next. This is a request from King in Nigeria on Border Crossings.
Show the sideways, smack it in the air. Ladies, move it side to side, smack it in the air.
Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
I lost you. What a price to pay.
Donna Crossings, Ooh Baby Baby. That was a Smokey Robinson classic. Love that song, Ooh Baby Baby. And that is Lenny Kravitz's version, a request from Mi Young. Mi Young is in Kuwait listening to our show, and she wanted to hear that. Now, Lenny Kravitz, who is 50, he turns 51 on my birthday. He and I have the same birth date, May 26th. And he was married to Lisa Bonet for a little while. She was on The Cosby Show. They have one daughter together, Zoe Kravitz. Zoe is an actress. She appears in the new film Divergent, and she's been in several other films. Gorgeous girl, and she's in Complex magazine, and she revealed that she has anorexia, or has battled anorexia, especially when she was a teenager. She said, at 16, 17, I was struggling with my self-image, my weight. I wanted to be in showbiz. I thought I was too heavy. She got herself down to 90 pounds. That's it. Just 90 pounds, too thin. And but she's been getting help and rehabilitation. Her father, Lenny Kravitz, meanwhile, he appeared in Hunger Games. So he also doing some film roles. And we saw him on stage with Katy Perry during the Super Bowl. That's Lenny Kravitz on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you for being with us. It's Monday. And we've got our Facebook followers who are already out and about and sending messages at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Lawrence is with us. Ewell checked in. Frisia is with us. Marmazur, Torbio, Omer Sultan, Ben Kanu, Alhaji, Gashaw, Ria, Abiat, Yax, Minhaj, Ben Ndik, Nemeni, T-Pain, Kawa, and many, many more who I'll be thanking as we go along throughout the program. I've got a few messages on Facebook from AJ and Suleiman and Ishimwe and Zelalem, Gabrielle Malat, thank you. Chris, everybody who's been writing in, thank you for your messages on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I put some stuff up on Facebook today. I put up a photo with the D.C. mayor, who just got elected a couple months ago, Muriel Bowser. She's already making big changes in Washington. And also put a photo up with Mary J. Blige, the queen of hip hop. She's right there on the Facebook page if you want to check that out. Some people are making little messages, posting and whatnot. And I also put something up from last night's big country music or Academy of Country Music Association Awards, the ACM Awards. And Taylor Swift got a big award last night. She gets all the awards all the time. But last night's was special because her mom, who was diagnosed with cancer a couple weeks ago, Andrea, is the one who presented her with the award and introduced her to the audience. And I put that speech on my Facebook page. And it's very touching. It's very emotional. And she goes in to say, you know, I watched Taylor grow up as a child who wasn't liked by many people and didn't have many friends, to a young adult today who's got many friends around the world. So it's very interesting. Watch this speech, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can check it out. It's on my Facebook page. Spread the word. Let some other friends know that it's there as well. Coming up next, we have a request from Febin Zedu, who is listening to Border Crossings, and she wants to hear a song from Adele. This song was written and produced for her by Ryan Tedder of One Republic, and it's called Rumor Has It on Border Crossings.
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger. You and I have history, or don't you remember? Sure, she's got it all. But baby, is that really what you want? She ain't got your love anymore. Me.
when you're leaving her for.
ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
უცხოეთში სწავლა, რა თქმა უნდა, სასარგებლოა, იმიტომ რომ გამოდიხარ უბრალოდ შენი კომფორტის ზონიდან.
საინტერესოა, რომ მაგალითად ბავარიის მფარველად ითვლება წმინდა გიორგი და ღვთისმშობელი. წილხვედრობის მომენტი ამათაც აქვს.
როდესაც ენა იწევს შენს დამორჩილებას, ალბათ მერე გეხსნება ის სივრცე, რომელშიც მერე შეძლებ თარგმნასაც.
უსმინეთ ოქროპირუხაძის ყოველკვირეულ პროგრამას 5 შაბათობით 19 საათზე და განმეორებით შაბათობით 16 საათზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Stripes and all these big baby ballin' in the beamer. Collar on my polo. kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bit, my autograph LeBron's. Yeah, she told me I'm the one, that's when I only want one.
Crossing's Chris Brown, who's also known as Breezy, and that is a song from his collection called New Flame, and it's a request from Ponyface in Kenya. Chris Brown, very happy and very proud of his 10-month-old daughter, Royalty. In fact, he's so proud he's posted photos with the baby, which is lovely. She is cute. She's a cutie pie. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to the voice of Firestone in Liberia, tuning in to our show and broadcasting our show throughout Liberia. Thank you. Joseph is listening. Segid Suleiman said we're celebrating a victory in Nigeria, but he didn't elaborate on the victory. So congratulations on whatever it is you're celebrating. We're celebrating with you. Donatus, Freeman, and Danya, or Dania, are all listening to Border Crossing. So thank you for joining us on our show. I also got a message from Zelalem, who's in Ethiopia, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Ethiopia. I just want to know, when will all of this stuff end? ISIS took the life of 28 innocent people over the weekend. And when will this end? What's the point of all this? It's amazing. I don't know. Well, we've got all the details with VOA News at the top of every hour, and we'll continue to follow the story and keep you informed. But Zelalem, what can I say? It's terrible. It's an atrocity. It's horrific. And words alone can't comfort anybody there, can't express how we feel, but our thoughts are with everybody in Ethiopia, so through this tough time. Coming up next, I do have a song request, because this show is all about music. And this is a request from Freeman Ankmar, who is in Ghana, and says, I want to hear a Taylor Swift song. Taylor was dancing at the Academy of Country Music Awards in Dallas Sunday night. She was very, very happy at the award she won. The question remains now, has she left country music? Is this her swan song? Is she now in pop and no longer in country with the release of the 1989 album, which is very pop? This song is called Love Story. This is one of her previous hits when she was in country. So this is for Freeman, Love Story, and for everybody in Ghana listening to Border Crossings on this Monday.
The body. Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Sings Kings of Leon, and a request from Robbie King for Super Soaker. And Kings of Leon will be performing in Barcelona, Spain. I know we've got some listeners in Barcelona that check in from time to time. So Barcelona, put down July 24th and 25th on your calendar. The Hard Rock Music Festival will be happening in Barcelona, and Kings of Leon will be performing there. My name is Larry London. Hello to Danny. Danny is listening to the show and checked in on Facebook. Usman Haruna checked in and says, I'm actually Othman Haruna, but Usman is the name on Facebook. Suleiman checked in as well, so we're glad you guys are with us. I'd like to say hello to all the new fans of our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I heard from, Calcudon, Abam Amen. Hello, Abam. Mickey Stance, Nagango Elikan, Mamaja Ba, Firaol Yelana, Bethlehem Asegid, Michael Ginetu, Solomon Abera, Patrick Kusaba, Beniam Nasibu Dunia Al-Beshara, Jen Loves Rap. That's her name, Jen Loves Rap. Okpe Anthony Chukwudi, Mohab Abuita, and Danny McAllister, who I just mentioned on the show. So those folks went to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and they liked our Facebook page. What's not to like about it? Put up a lot of videos and photos and stuff like that. Yours truly standing next to Mary J. Blige. That was an honor. She was very sweet. I said I was with VOA, and she said, oh, send a shout-out to everybody. A shout-out to the world from Mary J. So there you go. Coming up next, we have a request for a Canadian band who are known as Magic. They had a big hit last year known as Rude. You probably heard it. Rukundo Theobald wants me to play another song from the band Magic, and this is No Way No.
Hey, baby, baby, your heart's too big to be treated small. So please don't blame it for trying to be the one who could have it all. And I know that it's stupid, stupid, telling you it's dark when you see the light. And I know you ain't foolish, foolish. Just give me one chance, I can treat you right.
That is a song from Magic, No Way No. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and join us, 202-619-2077. That's how you can get in touch with Felicia and give your request to her so we can get it on, 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. That's our email address. You can send a card or a letter our way to Border Crossings, in care of the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237. The most important thing you'll put down there is that zip code number, 20237. We have our own zip code. You can also go to Twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA and Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And please, let your friends know about our Facebook page. We want to get as many people to sign up and become fans of the page as possible. Up next, we have a request from a listener named AJ Araguar, who wants something from ABBA. And so we picked this great song from ABBA's collection. And I read where the Dancing Queen ABBA musical in Broadway is coming to an end after all these years. They're going to close the production down after all these years. Very sad to say. Mamma Mia will be saying bye-bye. Here's ABBA on Border Crossings. Spelled backwards, ABBA. And that's the Dancing Queen. Spelled backwards, you talk out while you in queen. There you go. Border Crossings, I'm Larry London, and I want to say hello to all of our Facebook friends who checked in with my little posting from the Earth Day Festival that happened on Saturday. Rupayan, Nahi, Zemi, Ashanafi, Iyul, let's see, who else? Ria, Ilorm, Sonam, Santiago, Beba, Vervelin and Clinton, Sharmila, Desquire, Mono, and many, many other folks who checked it out. It was a lot of fun. Had a great time. Train. You'll get to hear from Train when we air the interview, and My Morning Jacket, who are on tour doing festivals and whatnot, and Fallout Boy, who were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony yesterday, a day after being at the Earth Day concert Saturday. And several days before that, Pete Wentz accepted an award in Australia for Sia. So these guys are busy. They're touring for the new album American Beauty, American Psycho. And while I was there interviewing the band, it kind of brought back thoughts of the days of the Beatles. You know, you see the old black and white footage of the Beatles, and you see the fans screaming and crying when they see the Beatles. There was a little girl there watching Fallout Boy. She started crying. She started to just go into tears when they were standing in front of her a few feet away. So that was kind of cool. Stephen wants me to say hi to Dorcas, who's in Ohio. So hello, Dorcas, from Stephen. Here is a Bruno Mars song from Kwazaifa in Ghana.
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby. Baby, I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. Baby, but you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. You're fine, so fine. Fine, so fine. Ooh, oh, oh, girl, I'm gonna show you when you're mine. Oh, mine. Mine, oh, mine. Treasure. That is what you are. You're my golden star. You make it to make my wish come true.
Crossings, and that is a request called Treasure. It's Wazifa in Ghana who requested the song, so thank you for listening in Ghana. Thanks also to Mark Niles and everyone listening in Guyana to Border Crossings. We appreciate your support each and every day on our little program. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications. Thanks to Greg, our engineer, and Felicia, who is doing producing and directing today. I'm Larry London, and I will be back tomorrow to join you once again. Don't forget, get ready for our Now 54 CD giveaway. We were talking about Fall Out Boy, and I had them on for the Earth Day show. Fall Out Boy have a song called Centuries that is on the Now 54 CD, along with Taylor Swift, Maroon 5, Walk the Moon, Ariana Grande, and many others. So that giveaway begins in May, which is not too far from today. Thanks for listening to Border Crossing. See you tomorrow, right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Bring it on down. But you know what we need?
Radio თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვინდა საქართველოში აღმოჩეროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის 60 წლიანი ტრადიცია.